The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
A difficult day, Rolien Marks. Difficult day.
Difficult 2 days, and please, listeners, forgive me if I do get emotional during this broadcast, but it has been a very difficult 2 days for you in South Africa, for all of us around the world, for the state of Israel, and of course for us here in Modi, in the city of Modi, in the city of the Maccabees, where we lost one of our finest, cut down in his prime yesterday, murdered in a terror attack. Eliyahu David K, 26 years old, on his way to work, as he did every day, stopping by the Kotel, our holiest place in Jewish religion, in Jewish history, in Jewish tradition, and cutting deep in the heart of all of us as he was murdered in cold blood simply for being Jewish. And this is a death that has reverberated around our little community here and, of course, all around the world, and, of course, on Chai FM, where his father, Avi, is part of the Chai FM family. And in Israel, when one of us falls, one of our children falls, and we are a nation forged in pain and tears, we all feel that pain, and we are feeling that pain today. But like many of you, I watched that funeral. I watched the singing with sorrow, but also tremendous love. And that is who we are. And that is why we will always prevail over hate.
Rolien, hard to take that in. And as you say, you know, you're not just a ex-South African living in Israel, but you are living in Modi'in. I mean, this was close. This was very, very close to you personally.
It is. It's devastated our community here. But like we do in times of sorrow and in times of pain, we mobilize. And the entire community has mobilized around the K family, doing whatever we can, whether people know them or don't know them. This entire country has hugged them in their embrace, listening to Nachman Shai, diaspora minister, speak so movingly today at the funeral, looking at the legacy of this young man, so proud of who he was, so filled with love for this country and its people, dying al kiddush Hashem, in the sanctity of God's name. It is at our holiest place. The other image that is so striking for me is the image of the rabbi who was injured, his tefillin that literally saved his life. The terrorist was neutralized, or we can just call it what it is, was eliminated. But it doesn't take the pain away. It doesn't take the loss away, a loss that is felt all around the world.
Rolien, just in terms of the politics of Israel currently, there hadn't, thank goodness, been a loss of life in an attack like this for quite some time. Why now?
I think for a few reasons. I think that because we are opening up after COVID, I think it's opportunistic by Hamas. Yeah. I think that it's a message perhaps to other countries that you can proscribe us, but we're still going to carry out what our intention is. And because at the end of the day, you are dealing with a terror organization whose foundational documents is genocide, genocide of the state of Israel, genocide of the Jewish people. And it doesn't matter what the political situation is here. It doesn't matter what kind of politics or upheaval they try to drum up. It doesn't matter how much they want to try and test our government and our army. The bottom line is they have a founding document, they have an ideology that is absolutely mired in hatred and incitement, and we have seen the effects of that and devastation. But as has been throughout our history and will no doubt happen again in the future, we will not be defeated by hate, by terror, by division.
Rolene, I don't want to dignify the murderer's name with a name because I just don't think it warrants discussing. But what I am interested in is the fact that, will he not be supported? Will his family be supported by whoever it is that's in charge? Will he get his pay for slay money? That's the first question. And the second question is, sorry, it just absolutely went away. There's been a really difficult day. Sorry, I'll leave you with that while I try and get back the question.
There is no doubt that they will receive a healthy stipend courtesy of the pay for slay, which creates this ongoing economy of terror. And they're not going to give it up, not at least while it is economically beneficial.
Ro, it's come back to me that the remainder of that question. News platforms are reporting that the murderer was an Israeli Arab or somebody with residence rights in Jerusalem. Is that something that Israel ought to be concerned about?
Well, as far as the media here releasing, he was an operative of Hamas. He definitely had links to Hamas. You can be sure our security forces will be all over it. In fact, earlier today, Shin Bet, the Shabak, announcing that they had bust and arrested at least 50 Hamas terrorists for planning attacks in the West Bank and in Jerusalem.
Let's stay on the issue of Hamas and the fact that the UK apparently prescribing them as a terrorist organization.
Well, thank you to the Home Secretary, Priti Patel, Foreign Secretary, Liz Truss of the United Kingdom, who have prescribed Hamas. Basically, what they have done is they have made the entirety of Hamas, including their political wing, illegal under the law, which will go a long way for clamping down on their funding. But also, if you are found to be a supporter of Hamas, you can be imprisoned in the United Kingdom for 10 years. And the Home Secretary is hoping that this will clamp down on growing anti-Semitism. So some of the rhetoric that we see coming from around the world, including South Africa, on social media, celebrating this murder, extolling in the so-called martyrdom of the terrorist whose name we will not dignify by mentioning it, you could be in big trouble with the United Kingdom.
And then staying in the United Kingdom, President Herzog is visiting.
Well, President Herzog, this is his first official visit out of the country. He is in the UK for 3 days, and you can be sure that he will be thanking when he meets with Prime Minister Boris Johnson the decision by the United Kingdom government to proscribe Hamas. But very moving meeting so far. Yesterday he met with Roman Abramovich, the owner of Chelsea Football Club, where they spoke about stamping out anti-Semitism in sport. But he also met a very special man, Sir Ben Helfgott, Holocaust survivor, 92 years old. In fact, it was his birthday today, but also Olympic weightlifting champion. And he paid tribute to the Holocaust survivors and Jewish men and women of sports. And then he had a meeting with Prince Charles today, His Royal Highness, the heir to the British throne, where they spoke, of course, climate change. It's the big focus now for the state of Israel, and also what it's like to be part of mutual royal families. Our president, if you didn't know his history, comes from a very, very long line of rabbis, but also diplomats, including President Chaim Herzog, as well as Abba Eben, one of the greatest orators and our former ambassador to the United Nations. But what was very moving is that President Herzog announced a...
Have I lost you, Rolene? Not a good time to lose you, Rolene. Let's try to get... Are you back?
No, I'm here.
Go on.
He announced the scholarship at Hebrew University in Jerusalem for the studying of nursing in the name of Prince Charles's late grandmother, who's a righteous amongst the nation, Princess Alice. She has been acknowledged by Yad Vashem for rescuing a Jewish family during the Shoah. And the president thanked Prince Charles for his work in Holocaust education and for his patronage of many Jewish charities.
Rolene Marks, I know how difficult that was for you. Thank you. Appreciate it. And I really, really mean that.
May his memory be eternally blessed.